Next item.
Item number five, a resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb to extend on a temporary basis employee compensation and other policies to employees holding positions in non-public safety worker-certified bargaining units until the County Board reviews and adopts ordinance amendments addressing these matters.
Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have a motion or some comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, we've got a substitute that's being passed around that cleans up a couple of issues that were found subsequent to the introduction of the item. If you recall, many of you will recall that we adopted a status quo ordinance in anticipation of AFSCME being decertified. And yet wishing to preserve some aspects of that, the former collective bargaining agreement, in large part just because of the uncertainty of the times that we were in. The other unions, the other five non-public safety unions, had effectively been treated the same way, that there was a sort of an assumption of a status quo in place, what I think you often heard is the dynamic status quo. So to the extent that we didn't change something, it was being presumed to stay the same as what had been in the collective bargaining agreement. With the next items that we take up, with new collective bargaining agreements, all those items that are non-wage items are going to essentially disappear. And so unless you understand what the ramifications of all of those things are and are comfortable with that, there may be a desire for a status quo until we can take up those changes one by one or as a package. This is not intended to be permanent, but I think in the time that we're in with a couple of court cases still working their way through and with that uncertainty, that this provides some administrative stability in that we sort of continue as we have in terms of the rules, other than a number of things that we have changed. So obviously, you all know that we have made health and dental benefit changes to everyone. The grievance procedure, effectively the former grievance procedures, because they relied on the WERC, have become problematic to administer, so that there are a number of things that do go away, and those are all listed. But essentially, this treats all the unions, all the non-public safety unions, then the same, in that it preserves their many of the aspects of their former collective bargaining agreement until such time as we can take those issues up. Just to speak to the change in the substitute from what you had in your packet.
Yeah.
Three main things, I think. One was that the original status quo ordinance that dealt with former DC 48 employees, we add... Let me find the line for you. I'm sorry. Having a little trouble here. Not anywhere it was. Ah, very good. Line, it's section 3, so at line 102. So if you're reading line 103 to 114, everything except the underline is the existing ordinance. But the underline is the addition that we make here. And so this was to bring it in line with how we're proposing to put the other five into ordinance. So that is that the way it was drafted, it appeared to apply to the employee that was in the position rather than the position. And so this cleans that up and is consistent with the way handled for all the other five in the remainder of the substitute. So that was a suggestion. Corp Counsel brought to me. I believe it was at the. I believe it was brought to them by HR. So what you essentially had was a question of whether it was the positions that carried the status, people in the position, or whether it was people that had been in the position or had been an employee at the time that it was enacted. So this clears that up. Second was the addition of sick leave rules as being exempted because, as you know, we made changes to those, to the sick leave policy, so that is an exempted section, so that's applied throughout. And the third change, I think, in the substitute was that there was some difference, just because the provisions of each of the collective bargaining agreements are slightly different in terms of where they deal with issues. We had broadly we had broadly exempted the bargaining unit defined section, but in at least one case with the nurses, that section also included employee defined, which is a section we were retaining for all others. So at line 226, we added that 1.02.1 is not exempted. So that's the employee defined versus bargaining unit defined. So those were all issues that were brought up by HR to Corp Counsel when they reviewed the original ordinance. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to take those up.
Supervisor Lipscomb. I mean, Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think because all we've been through, this is the path we've been on to make all these changes. Now we're going to look at all these contracts. But all the contracts we're looking at, except the non-public safety ones, are 2012 and 2013. So I'm presuming anything we pass for the 2014 budget in health care and any other changes are not affected by this. Would that
correct.
Be correct?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's my basic question. And then the other five, and of course the firefighters are up on their own. That's been something separate anyway. So I don't know if I feel we need to hear from our labor negotiator any conflicts with any of this that we see with the contracts we're supposed to look at today. Or has that been? Have you gone over that already with the labor negotiator?
I had no contact with the labor negotiator because this wasn't a negotiation.
Yes. Okay. okay.
I'd be fine to hear if there's any issues that I'm unaware of. But HR did review
right.
it, and I believe we incorporated
all
the issues
only,
they raised.
Yeah. Only concern I'd have is there not any issues that we're missing here. So. Because it is kind of complex. I said enough. Okay. We have an answer partially on that? Okay. I'll be done then, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Sure. Director Mitchell.
Lights on. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I do have a request related to this discussion. And many of you will recall back in October, Human Resources spent months on a comprehensive review of every labor contract. And actually, Rick Session from Human Resources really worked very hard on this project and actually sat down with the union leaders on multiple occasions, hours of time kind of spent looking at the broad picture to try and come back with that crosswalk. And I think he met with most of you to help you kind of understand where we landed on a lot of that. And actually, a lot of the changes before you today are not too different in that we really had tried to preserve as many things as possible. For example, with the nurses, things with shift differential. We didn't want to bring harm to anyone. We tried to incorporate as much as we could and then came back to all of you, I think, in October and submitted the crosswalk, thinking that we would take the more comprehensive approach that we'd kind of move forward. So my concern today is that this ordinance change in front of you excludes some of the pieces that we actually took into consideration so that we can move forward with clarity. So my request to you is that you take up the ordinance that we put forward side by side with Supervisor Lipscomb so we can look at the whole picture and just compare and make a decision that way. Because it's not before you, I'm just concerned that you're not able to see both sides of two different ways to look at this. And so I'm not trying to be disrespectful of what you have put forward, but I just feel like there would be much more clarity to employees if we could move forward rather than having yet another grouping of status quos that will go on. And I know it's not your intention that they'll go on a long time, but we've seen it from the past that they do. So I just my request again is that we put them both side by side and really look at this more broadly.
Okay.
Mr. Chair. Yeah, I appreciate that. I understand the perspective. I would say the way I see it, well, one reason that the status quo has sort of continued the way they have, I think, or for the length that they have, is that the lawsuits are also continuing a lot longer than anyone expected. So the uncertainty in terms of where we are has not completely diminished. In terms of the comparison, I'll say this. Every time we talked about, we sort of got previews of the crosswalk. We knew it was kind of coming. I didn't see a final document till more recently. But every time we discussed the idea and the complexity of reviewing, you know, if you've all seen this document, I mean, there's like a 30-page, you know, item-by-item comparison across the five unions. Very complex. When you read the narrative about it, you know, it talks about those items that are going to go into ordinance, those items that are going to be work rules, and then there's sort of a, you know, and then some items are just extinguished. They just go away. But those aren't, I mean, you got to read through that 30-page chart in order to really pull those out. And even then, I think there is some disagreement about certain aspects, right? So unless you have a different comfort level than I do, you know, what I always said to HR was you've got to be very clear about how those changes are being made and pull that out. I shouldn't have to dig through to determine sort of like what just dropped off the table here. And so it's a different approach, at least in the interim, to say, you know, until we're affirmatively make a change, I don't wish to just wholesale adopt that comprehensive packet of changes. I want to be able to review those in a little more detail and make sure that there aren't issues in there that are not that we don't all fully understand. And so that's why I say this is temporary. It doesn't prevent us from taking up the crosswalk or components of the crosswalk as soon as we feel comfortable with those. With those proposals, as soon as we've had time to have a you know an adequate dialogue about it, I think you know HR's efforts a while back in terms of a meet and confer process and even in the absence of adopting that, they have had some meetings. I think those are all good steps. And I hope that we'll pursue that. But I just think it's not ready. I mean, I have sat down. I have looked at that document. I have tried to understand it all. And yet I don't yet understand all aspects of it. So I would not be comfortable voting for that. So that's why this item is in front of you. I think I pretty much telegraphed it a couple months ago when I basically suggested that this is what they should bring us, is, you know, pull the issues apart. Don't try and throw it all together in one omnibus action.
Supervisor Jersey?
Two items. First of all, has there been a request to place the crosswalk proposal on an agenda?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So we have not put it on the agenda.
Okay.
That concerns me. That is one of the strategic planning initiatives to get a comprehensive handbook, and this is that start down the road. But the other thing that concerns me, we have a status quo resolution. I'm not sure we need to do what Supervisor Lipscomb is recommending. But the other, my other real concern is we have a number of unions who have been playing ball, if you will, who have taken the effort to go to their members to become recertified. And we have other unions who have not done any of those things. So I really don't even know if, for example, all of those county employees who were previously represented by AFSCME are even in favor of what's being suggested here. The author of the resolution really didn't talk to me about why he's doing this, but I'm very concerned that a request has been made for the crosswalk of Mr. Sessions, who I have great respect for, and I know Ms. Mitchell have been working on getting that handbook done. It's a comprehensive, difficult job. And to not have that placed on an agenda, but to have this before us, in a way, is a slap at those of us who represent districts who would like to have the ability to consider both, as Ms. Mitchell is asking. So if we're playing games with what gets on the agenda and what doesn't, I object to that. But I also object to treating everybody in the same way when some people play by the rules and some don't. So I am not likely to support this, especially since we do have a status quo in place. I think we do need to work through other issues. I want to be reasonable with our employees. I've stated my my concern about employees not having any voice. I don't think that's fair to them. I've stated that before, but I don't like the way we're proceeding here. So thank you. I've said my piece.
Well, we do have two members from the public who want to speak, Candace Owley and Jeff Weber from WFNHP, so if you want to come forward.
I'm a little mystified at the microphone system. Is it on?
Right.
Should I go ahead and say it yet?
No, it's on.
Is it on? Thank you. Happy holidays. I'm Candace Owley with the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, and our union is one of the bargaining agents that's reflected here. And I want to, Jeff and I are here to certainly speak in favor of this item and the substitute put before you. I think it's a very complicated situation. I've been working on these things for many years. This is really a very, very complicated situation before us. If you don't approve this and approve the contract, because the other item is not before you of the crosswalk, then all of our differentials, all of our, all of the shift differentials, everything disappears. So it would mean we would have to ask you then to postpone our contract, which means our members, and Supervisor Jurisic mentions the non-represented employees got their raise in May. Our members have not been able to get their raise and cannot get their raise until the contract goes into effect. But if the contract goes into effect without a companion document, then all of the other things that are not in ordinance disappear. And for us, it's substantial and significant. You know, probably, I think Ms. Mitchell or Mr. Session would agree, ours might be the most comprehensive list of outliers that are not in the ordinances any place. So they don't exist anywhere except in our former contract. And Corp Counsel has said, or the Comptroller has said, that he will have no authority to pay those things once the new contract is signed if they're not put into ordinance. I do appreciate, certainly, Mr. Sessions' work, and we worked very closely with him for many months, and I just want to point out again, it is very complicated. Perhaps we have seen the very last draft. Perhaps Jeff has received it. We're just trying to figure out if we've even seen the very last draft that was done, and that is because there have been multiple drafts and modifications. This is not a permanent solution, and we all agree, or I can't speak for other unions, but you know, Jeff and I, and we talked to Supervisor Lipscomb and others, we agree that this is, we will continue the work to finalize the ordinances. So, and quite honestly, you have to do that because people are not walking around with, in our case, a little red book. Sounds like communism, but anyways, walking around with a little red book, which eventually is nobody will ever know what that is. So all the references, so we're not trying to be obstructionists. We agree this needs to be finalized into ordinance so that some that workers can find what the rules are in writing, in documents. But I would say for our purposes, and again, not speaking for other unions, the work is not done. Also to say about the equality of treatment, District Council 48 asked me, has a status quo in place, Supervisor Jurczyk? We're the ones that don't. They're not changed by this. There's just some minor modification of their language, of the ordinance that already exists. It's about their status quo regarding terminology of employee versus position. You passed their status quo in 11, and it still is in effect and has been in effect for all this time and is not disappearing today. We're the ones that don't have it. If this is laid over, if this is delayed, I can't deal with what was put on your agenda or not. But if this is delayed, it means we are going to have to ask you to delay our contract again until next month, and that is what is not fair. Our members have been really dedicated, hardworking, as you well know, at the Mental Health Center, very challenging. They haven't had their steps for 2 years. They haven't had a raise for 2 years, and this doesn't fix all of it, but my God, they should at least know that they can get the raise that you budgeted a year ago and get that in place so that, I mean, they still can't get it till January by the time you go through your process. And I sure hope that the county exec will support all this, too, because, you know, not to be prescient here, but we will have a problem if one is passed and one is vetoed. Because then we will have, again, a gap where things cannot be paid. So even if you override a veto, I mean, I don't know what happens for those 2 weeks. So I'm frustrated. I'm sure you can hear that and recognize that because we've been trying to figure out how to, you know, maneuver through this. And the other thing, honestly, that I talked to one of the staff was that the original, we had an agreement, I think, in April. We had a tentative agreement in April. No one ever mentioned we had to have that everything would disappear once it was signed. You've changed lawyers. The lawyer changed their opinion. The first opinion was that we could sign that without a problem, I'm told. I didn't see these opinions. But second, when the second agreement came back up for signature and approval, new law firm now says, oh, if you sign that new contract, these other things disappear. So, you know, Supervisor Lipscomb says these are uncertain times. Yes, you know, there's a Supreme Court that's going to rule again on something here that may change things again. But in the meantime, this is a temporary fix to carry us into next year. It allows us the time to look at the more comprehensive ordinances change to see what is dropping out and what is included and what is modified and what will be in work rules versus what will be in ordinance. And we can do that work together and get that done in the early part of the year and not hold up the contracts for our members. So.
Well, if I could just sort of sum up or clarify what you said so that
I say I'm in favor of it.
Yeah. Well, so you've had some work with human resources on the crosswalk, but from your perspective, it's not done. It's not ready.
It's close, but not ready.
So in order to get the contract moving and not lose a lot of things, we need to adopt this item, and then if we do that, then we could adopt the contracts, the nurses would get their raises, and we could still continue. You're still willing to move forward with talking about the crosswalk as we go forward, and at some point the state Supreme Court is going to rule on this, and we're going to live with the consequences, whatever they rule.
Yes.
Is that a correct sort of summation of what
yes.
you said? Okay.
Jeff?
Yes, that is correct. Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to say Rick Session did a wonderful job. It was a daunting task. And each time we had a meeting, there was a sense of urgency. We needed to get these things done immediately. And through our meetings, we discovered unintended consequences, things left out. For example, I believe it was the second draft that was almost ready to come before you, that I discovered that our shift differentials were missing. And that would have been a huge, huge impact to my members. A vast majority of them do get some sort of a differential. Had we lost that, we would have seen a mass exodus of nurses at the complex, because we haven't had a raise, you know, in 2 years, no step increases in 2 years, and then they were going to lose their differential. It would have been catastrophic,
Three bucks an hour.
So. Yeah.
Not insignificant.
So it was an unintended consequence. I know Rick did not intend to leave that out, but it was something I discovered late, and I did not see the final draft that was to come before you. So we were very concerned that there may have been something else missing. So we are willing, you know, to continue this work. It's just that we haven't had a raise. We did ask HR to separate the two. Please give us our raise and let's continue this crosswalk discussion. I'm not sure who decided it could not be done, but that was the decision. And every time we met just before a cycle started, it was a hurry up, we need to get this done now. Again, it was a very daunting task. All the unions were at the table with HR and labor relations. I thought they were very thoughtful discussions. We discovered some things were missing, and there was some agreement and some disagreement. Again, we are not here to obstruct the process. We are here to get the raises for our members and to avoid unintended consequences.
Supervisor Stanford, did you have questions or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I received this yesterday about 5 o'clock. I need more time. So I know we have a Monday meeting. I'd like to wait until Monday so I can talk to Theo, Supervisor Lipscomb, about this resolution. And also, how does it relate to the next 6 through 11 items? We got contracts before. How does this relate to that?
And, as I explained it.
Okay, that's what you just said?
Yeah, we cannot adapt one without the other, because...
Well, we could. It would be detrimental.
You could, but the consequence of... Right. Well, for example, I would ask if you lay over
Let me finish first.
Yeah.
So I need to ask how this relates to that. If that's what you're saying, you explain it, that's fine. So then if it all has to be laid over, that's fine. It was a lot of reading. And I'm not ready right now, so I need to... bring this back on Monday if I can get that support, please.
Perhaps we can lay this over till later in the meeting, and maybe if we have a lunch break, you can talk to him, and we can either do it later in the meeting, or we can do it Monday if you're not comfortable. That's fine with me. But
my request is Monday, so either you can do that or not. So
okay. That's the motion to lay this over until Monday.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
It's not technically in front of you. I haven't made a motion to substitute it for the regular file at this point.
Okay. So could you... Want to make the motion to substitute?
Sure.
This?
I'll first make the motion to substitute for the original file.
Okay. So we have that motion, and then you have a motion to lay this over until our Monday meeting?
Monday forward. Okay. On clarity, understanding this law for the situation, this reference to the present of the entities, I like to lay that subject over until.
Well, at this point, your vote should be to lay over this item.
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate Supervisor Stanford's concern and he wants clarification, but I also heard you suggest that maybe this could be temporarily laid over so that there could be some resolution today. On Monday, we're going to have a number of items, and we have persons who have concerns about the contracts in front of us now, and I think that it would be more fruitful if temporary layover does need to occur, that happen so that there can be resolution today, because we have other contracts. We have labor contracts to be considered within the near future, hopefully today. So that's okay. That's my plea. That's why I say no.
Supervisor Stanford?
I appreciate that. However, this is this looks like it's extremely important, and contracts, will be put in place. So in order for me to get a full understanding, I understand what you're saying, but my preference is Monday. So if the committee disagrees with that, then, yeah, we'll have to vote on it later. But I can tell you right now, I do not have a full understanding. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb on the motion to lay this over till Monday.
Well, I would hope we don't. I'm sorry that we haven't had a chance to talk about it. But if I can, perhaps I can kind of clear it up. I mean, the substitute says, unless we've made a change, affirmatively changed something, everything stays the same. So it does not actually change the relationship we have and the rules and the issues and the way that we deal with each other, except to the extent that we have already changed it, like we've adopted different health and dental pension changes, sick leave. Those things are already done. So those are already, they're already part of a budget, they're already in an ordinance, they're somewhere, right? So we've done those things. So to the extent we have changed from the original agreements, those changes apply. But no other change. So we would continue on as we are today. When taken in connection with the next items, it allows those raises, which have been held up for 6 months, it allows those raises to go through. Not to do this, unless you... Not to do this, but then there is then no way to move on the raises without doing real damage that I don't think anyone intends to do. The alternative, the crosswalk, if you haven't seen that document, that one is really confusing because there are tons of changes in that. And I think that's part of why it's not in front of us yet, because that is going to take some time to absorb. But this actually doesn't make any changes, so it's actually pretty, despite my complicated explanation of it, it's actually simple because it means whatever the rule is today is how we would proceed. It's a status quo. It prevents there from being this unintended situation where all sorts of changes occur because you erase all the provisions that were once in the contract. When you see all the contracts, you'll see all it is a raise. That's it. It's one item. And so all the other issues that were never dealt with just disappear if you don't have something else in place. So I do appreciate I just think that it's important to move on the next items, and I don't think you can do that without this. I don't think it's as complicated as it at first appears, because it's just a lot of words, but it says that nothing changes.
I think Supervisor Stanford deserves to have some comfort level, and I don't know that your explanation right there gives it to him, but, he deserves that. Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisor Jerzyk? Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I actually am very sympathetic to the nurses' union. I think they are one of the most professional unions and really do an extremely good job for their members. Had this resolution been prepared and offered on behalf of those unions that have been recertified, I could have supported this. I would think Ms. Sowley starts to feel like she's, in fact, doing bargaining for AFSCME informally. The nurses' union successfully got a contract before Act 10. They had all kinds of abilities to move with regard to county government in a reasonable way. And I thank you for that. But I don't like the way this is being offered, especially without having the crosswalk before us. I hear what Supervisor Lipscomb has said, but at least it could be in front of this Finance Committee for a discussion. We could start to discuss what more we'd want to see, what more should be in it. And the way we're proceeding here, quite frankly, smacks to me of not presenting the full picture before this committee so we can do all of the work we need to do. So I will certainly support Supervisor Stampers, and maybe there's a way that we can somehow resolve some of this till Monday. No one talked to me as well, so I'm going to support the layover, if so, but if I'm forced to vote on this today, I will be voting no, for the very reason that it just is such a blanket agreement across all sectors. We have a status quo in place. I understand the issue with regard to the step increases and so on. I could have supported one for just the nurses' union, but this is so broad. Thank you.
Mr. Grady, did you?
If I could just.
Well, Ms. Our corp counsel is trying
to. It kind of only is just for us.
Mr. Grady, did you have something to add to this discussion?
Well, I wanted, excuse me, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I just wanted to make a brief attempt to see if I can clarify. This substitute resolution has no practical effect on the pre-existing resolution or pre-existing ordinance related to AFSCME. The changes in there are linguistic, stylistic. It's no practical effect. The status quo resolution that is proposed today affects five unions, all non-public safety worker unions, all affected by Act 10 as legislated, all five of which are recertified, all five of which went through the election process and got recertified. So all five of them are being treated the same way in the status quo resolution. The status quo resolution, if adopted, will not change anything with respect to how benefits are administered for those five members today. If the status quo resolution is not adopted, and if you do pass the following new collective bargaining agreements for those five unions, there will be a substantial change in how benefits are administered for those five unions. So the five unions that are being addressed in the status quo resolution, there's some language in there related to the AFSCME pre-existing ordinance, but it's not substantive. The other ones, trades, Teamco, machinists, attorneys, and nurses, all five certified, all five being given the status quo. So adoption of the status quo will not change anything. That's why it's called a status quo, is because it will not change anyone's benefits from the way they are being administered today under the ordinances and the collective bargaining agreements as they exist today. And so it is to preserve the status quo that this ordinance is proposed. And so I'll leave it at that.
The issue is whether or not we lay this over till Monday, Supervisor Schmidt.
I think we need a little more time on this, but I feel pretty much a lot of the things that have been said that I felt. I mean, I always, I've been in agreement, I've been more agreement with Supervisor Jurczyk that, I think we reward those who cooperate with us this whole way. And I don't want to do damage to particularly by not moving forward, though. The idea would be to have both together. Hoping maybe we can still get this on session here to speak to this. And the idea would be look side by side, obviously. And I don't know how long this takes to get ready. I did go through the crosswalk. It was very complicated. we always attempt to try to move everybody together, and the complications being reps and non-reps, we almost automatically always did for non-reps what the reps always negotiated. Now we've got a reverse process. I certainly don't want to be in a situation not to let the nurses get their raise. That's a complicated factor. I don't like everything together, so I'm not going to sacrifice them because we don't like some other things. What we need to do is we'll get a little idea, and I think maybe hopefully a temporary layer where we could just hear a little bit more from Mr. Sessions since he worked on this and how far apart we are from trying to work this out. If it's a temporary, it's a month, and then they get their raise, well then, we can come back and try to work some of that out. Because unless I'm wrong, what we're talking about in these contracts, we're just trying to finalize what really has happened. I mean, we're not talking about beyond 2014, are we? So, you know, maybe because it's so common, yeah, I'm not so sure if we want to, you know, make those decisions now. So, but I think it'd be helpful, and not to wait till Monday. Maybe we have to, but I'm saying I hope we get some other people want to speak, and we heard from Mr. Sessions, so we get a little bit more comprehensive, which I asked in the very beginning, before we decide to label it completely or whatever we want to do. So I'm asking, I guess, Mr. Chair, that we get other people speak, because it's all related anyway, it seems to me. And I have Mr. Sessions up here to kind of explain the process and where we can go if we don't want to go ahead completely today.
Well, I mean, we have a motion to lay this over. I don't want to spend an hour discussing it today and then lay it over and then have the same discussion on Monday.
So
it's going to get laid.
Valuable information today that you're going to maybe if we want to get more information. Why
I mean, the vote may fail to lay it over. The vote may fail to lay it over on Monday, and then we can see. So we can just that's sort of a test vote as to where we're at.
Okay. Thank you,
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that's a good point of why we should lock ourselves in and not make any changes right now, because things are so many moving parts to this issue. And if the sponsor of the motioner of laying over would like to withdraw, then we could lay over to the end of the meeting, and then maybe have an extended lunch, Mr. Chair, to have those conversations and to make sure some understanding is there. And then if we still need to take more time, then I'm open to voting for waiting for Monday as well.
I think you'd be the maker of the motion.
The maker of the motion. Sponsor, maker, something like that.
I don't
that.
Know if... So, Supervisor Stamper,
thank
you've
Mr.
had some discussion. Do you still want that motion before us to lay us over till Monday?
Monday is my preference.
That's
it
true.
Will remain my preference. I look for a vote. If we don't get it, then I will be... I'll be forced to vote on... what's before us today, but I can tell you right now I don't have a full understanding.
Okay.
I would like to talk to the nurses,
sure.
Lipscomb.
I mean, if that fails, we'll probably lay this over anyway.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, Supervisor Jersey.
And I think I thank Attorney Grady for coming up. I think he made the argument to lay this over. I'd like to talk to him further, and I don't think we need to spend time here. I want to clarify some things. I'll hopefully talk to Supervisor Lipscomb if he could be so gracious as to give us some time. So I think a layover is a perfect thing to do here, and I want to thank Supervisor Stamper for that motion. I do hope he'll keep it for Monday.
So the motion is to lay over until Monday. I want to take the roll on the motion. Oh, did you have something you wanted to add to that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I
never
think
let it be said I didn't let you speak. Here you are.
I think Director Mitchell also wanted to add something, and
okay.
Yeah, very briefly, I just wanted to acknowledge, I know Supervisor Lipscomb stated that what HR pulled together was really comprehensive and it's a lot to digest. Anything you can articulate to us in terms of what it would take for us to help you understand all the pieces, I'm remembering, for those of you here back in early 2012, Mr. Grady and I put forward a crosswalk on the AFSCME status quo, and it was about 7 or 8 months, and it was very lengthy and it went into the wind eventually, and I'm kind of remembering that, hoping that that's not what happens here. So whether it's meetings or whatever it takes, we're happy to put aside any time to walk through that with you in detail. Thanks.
Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I just want to state that the county executive's perspective is that all employees should be treated fairly, respectfully, equitably, and that's that was the reason we submitted this crosswalk back in October. As Director Mitchell said, months of research went into this, including conversations with the unions. We still haven't had an explanation why that hasn't been referred for several months. We heard that maybe it was too complicated for one supervisor. That doesn't explain why it's not being heard by the public, by the full board. I don't think the board's trying to be secretive about it, but I haven't heard another explanation of why it has not been scheduled for several meetings now. And in reference to the status quo, there are at least one provision in what's being called the status quo that is actually being changed. One example is the grievance procedure. which is fairly significant, is being taken out. So it's to say that nothing is being changed is inaccurate. There are some changes. So again, I think Director Mitchell or me, county executive, would be happy to speak with you if you would like more explanation on what the crosswalk is and what efforts went into putting it together. But I would ask that it be referred and heard by the public and hopefully through a transparent process.
So specifically on the motion to lay this over till Monday, which is what we were discussing, did you want to speak to that? Did you have some thoughts on that?
My request is that you would schedule the crosswalk on Monday also so you can hear both of them side by side.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb on the motion.
I would be opposed to laying it over till Monday. I would support laying it over till the end of the meeting today. I'll make myself available, lunch, whatever, any break we have. But I do want to, to clarify two things, just so that to make sure that isn't part of the influence there. The first, with respect to the last comment, that, you know, there's a number of changes. Well, Corp Counsel, who drafted this, just described it as it is a status quo. It's called the status quo for a reason. It's so that if you think this is complicated, a status quo, not making any changes, imagine what the crosswalk is. And then on this issue of referral, it's my understanding that the actual crosswalk, the final item, was not referred in time, that it was submitted after the deadline for FPA. There may have been a different version that was previously submitted, but it's my understanding that it was submitted after that deadline in October. So this is the first time that it could have possibly been scheduled. So it has not been delayed for months. One time it didn't make an agenda. In a month when we've got two meetings and however many, 60 items or something, it didn't make the agenda.
At the request of the legislation brought by the county executive.
Right.
That's why we're here all day with these contracts.
Right.
We can't do everything in one day that they want done, and that's, decisions have to be made of what goes on the agenda and what doesn't. And that, unfortunately for them and what they need to understand, is not their decision what goes on the agenda.
So I guess that's why I offer you, if not making a change is as difficult as this, then imagine what the crosswalk is. If you have not had the chance to sit down, I don't think I'm the only one who wasn't confused when they sat down with that document. If you've sat down with the document and don't have questions, then you are, then you ought to be working in the administration, because even they're confused by a lot of this.
Chairman?
Well, if I remember when we started with the crosswalk for AFSCME, that it was being picked up, it was a document like this being picked apart line by line,
right
at this desk, saying, well, we can't do line 3, we can't do line 7, so the effort was to streamline this, and that's a little headwind, but, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. If there are any misunderstandings or it's too complicated, I believe Director Mitchell and Rick has reached out to supervisors multiple times to meet about this. So I think we've made an effort to reach out and explain that it is a complicated document, and that's why we did reach out. In terms of referrals, I think it was referred in mid-October sometime, so I think there has been two committee meetings. And since October, that's several months where you've had a chance to read it and digest it, ask questions. And I think that's how generally the referral process works, is it's referred to a committee, it's scheduled the next month, unless there's another reason not to schedule it, which hasn't been stated.
Well, one last item before we take a vote on the vote to the motion layover.
All right, one last point, Mr. Chairman. So, first of all, it is so frustrating to me every time people think that, I don't know if people think that when you turn an item into the chairwoman's office that we all get it. We don't get it until a committee packet comes out, okay? So I met with HR, all right? And I had to request the grid that document, because that document wasn't part of the original file, which had previously been, even though it wasn't scheduled, I asked for. So, you know, I've done a lot of work to try to get all of this, and I have met with HR. And I've been available, and I'm sure other members have been available. So to suggest that, like, this has all been out in the public realm and was available to everyone, it was not. And there's nothing surprising about the substitute in front of us today, because we've talked about this several times. I suggested that the department should do this, and that if they didn't, I was going to do it. So everyone knew. I've been working with you, with HR on it, to make sure that I didn't present something that had unintended consequences or holes, and they've been helpful. But to suggest that, like, this has all been out there for months is just incorrect. The original submittal didn't have the 30-page chart as part of it. It was supplemented later in October. So it's been held up. It's just one meeting. It's not been scheduled. The busiest meeting of the year, other than budget.
So are we ready to take a roll on the motion to lay over till Monday? If so, please take a roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
3 ayes, 6 noes. The motion to lay over fails.
Yep. Supervisor Romo.
Thank you. I'd like to move the temporary this item over to the end of the meeting.
So we have that motion. Do we need to take the roll on that motion? Or should we just do it?
No.
Is there any objection to temporary laying this over? And we'll also lay over items 6 through 11. I think that's the last one. So,
Mr. Chairman, yes. Just for clarity, the temporary layover for this item will include the regular item and the substitute resolution, since you hadn't voted to formally substitute it.
Okay. And so your motion will also include items 6 through 11 in the contract?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Grady.
Sorry. I believe item 11 is the firefighter's contract.
Okay.
And
6 through 10. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So with no objection, is there any objection to laying over items 5 through 10, including the substitute resolution, until later in the meeting?
Could I just make one point?
Sure.
Could we ask Mr. Grady to make himself available over the lunch hour?
Certainly. I think he's smiling and nodding. Supervisor Stamper.
I believe there was a request for Mr. Sessions by Supervisor Schmidt. Since we're not laying it over until Monday, then I'd like to hear your request for Mr. Sessions to come and do the explanation, because your point was, since we're going to wait the money, there's no need to have a double discussion. So I believe we can hear that explanation and that clarification now, please.
Is there something that you want to hear now that you think will be helpful that we couldn't hear?
Right.
We just do the item later?
Well, I would like to hear everybody's thoughts on this.
Well, we're going to do the item later, so then we'll hear them at that point.
You want to do it later? Okay.
Is that okay? Okay, so without any objection, then we'll lay items 5 through 10 over. We did have some members from the public who submitted cards, but we'll revisit that when we get to them. So item 11.